So as we continue through this Holy Week, we began on Sunday with Palm Sunday. We saw the beginning and the end of Christ's journey this week, from the shouts of Hosanna to the shouts of Crucify Him. And as we go through this week, we see the events that leading up to that crucifixion. And it's good to pay attention to the characters that the Scriptures present to us. And so today in the Gospel, we have three key characters. We have John, the beloved disciple, Peter, and then Judas. John, the beloved, laid his head on the breast of Jesus to hear his heartbeat, to be close to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which strengthened him to remain close to Jesus throughout this ordeal. He's the only one who didn't leave. And then we have Peter, with a desire to lay down his life, but without the conviction, without the fortitude. And we see it was Peter who told John that Peter maybe didn't feel worthy, or he didn't, whatever. He wanted someone else to be close. He didn't get close to Jesus. He was a little bit further away. And then we see Judas, who was completely away. We heard about him yesterday, arguing about the best way to spend the money. And today, it was night, and he left in the darkness to go do what he had to do. So we can put ourselves in all three of those positions. At times in our life, we're very close to the heart of Jesus, very close to his Sacred Heart. And we're impenetrable by the evil one, and we're firm in our convictions. And there's times when we're a little weak, where we're a little bit distant away from Jesus, and we might have the desire, but we don't have the conviction, the fortitude to follow through. And then there are times in our weakness when we turn our back completely to Jesus. And so while the Scriptures present to us three separate characters, it's good to take those three separate men and place them within our own heart, because if we're honest, they all live there. And that's what this entire season of Lent, and in particular the season, this Holy Week, is supposed to help us reflect upon. So that when Christ goes to the cross on Friday, we can join him with all three of those characters, surrendering them to him so that he can purify, so that he can be the good that is within us. And that we're no longer dependent, reliant on our own self-will, our own abilities, but we surrender ourselves to Jesus and let him live within us, and that he will give us the strength. He will keep us close to himself. Because we are called, like the suffering servant from the first reading in Isaiah, to be a light to the nations. This man who was prophesied in Isaiah to be a light to the nations. And the Lord said, it's too small for you to only be the Savior for the chosen people. You must be a light to the nations. And this is who Jesus is, and this is who the church is. And as baptized members into the body of Christ, we too have received that same call to be a light to the nations. And the only way to do that is to stay close to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to lay our head on his breast, to hear the beating of his heart. And this happens, this opportunity is there for us each time we receive the Holy Eucharist, each time we worthily receive the Holy Eucharist. So we prepared our hearts to be close to his heart, so that when we receive him, we become one with him. And to hear the Sacred Heart of Jesus beating out of love for each one of us, so that we can go out and be a light to the nations. This very special week allows us to draw in a very, very, very unique way close to his heart, the heart that will be pierced and will bleed for us. This is a very special time for us in this week. Let us not waste this week that we say changed the world. Let us be faithful to this call to be a light to the nations, trusting in the power, the healing, saving power of the Most Holy Eucharist. Amen.